and for the following reasons, these are why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Well, if you need people to point to on why, this is why we can't have nice things. Well, as we are out there with the ice cream and Brahms today for the handshake tour, it's been a pretty good start to summer for your local ice cream truck driver. Except for this one down in College Station, Texas. So it was quite the busy day, middle of last week, for this particular ice cream delivery driver. He's out there in his little ice cream truck, and the kids are coming out to get the ice cream, and you know the deal. And then 42-year-old Michael Velazquez goes up, yanks the guy out of his ice cream truck, and just starts beating the tar out of him.
Oh!
As he thought the driver was acting suspiciously. Specifically, he saw the ice cream truck driver asking the kids for their phones, punching numbers in it, and Michael assumed the worst. So he punched then him multiple times, threatened to shoot him, took his phone, and it turned out that it's just the year 2025, and the ice cream truck driver accepts Apple Pay, and the kids were using their phones to pay him. He also accepts Cash App. The College Station police, they accepted Michael for robbery, for stealing the phone, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Probably battery along there, too. And he didn't get any ice cream.
Dum, 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 dum.
Summer travel, the season has arrived, and there's lots to remember. I mean, tickets, boarding passes, the kids' stuff, snake repellent. Yeah. A passenger in Mumbai tried to get on a flight with 16 different snakes, including a garter, a rat, albino, king snakes, and the Kenyan sand boas.
Wow.
He was arrested for smuggling. Well, another flight in Australia had its own issues. It was delayed for 2 hours after someone saw a green snake in the cargo area. It turned out to be the green tree variety and not poisonous. And now I never want to go anywhere ever again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do hear Mumbai is lovely this time of year, but I'd stick to Alligator Island.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go up to Michigan, right there. Of course, Detroit Rock City. And the Motor City. And $30 for a car. That's not a bad deal.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost
like two.
It's almost a steal. And it was. In fact, it was stolen by Michigan State Police, Oakland County Sheriff's Department. They have been trying to find out exactly who's been breaking into cars in Pontiac, Michigan, and the Detroit area for the past couple of months. At least three have been stolen. They all think they were pretty. And sure enough, they tracked down the assailant. And it turned out to be a 12-year-old boy. Pint-sized perp there in Michigan was going on the crime spree. They caught him, actually, in the act. And that's otherwise, they probably wouldn't have solved the thing. He stole, actually, total, they think, four cars stolen from the Pontiac and Michigan area. He had he had sold one of them for $30 to somebody. Anyway, they did a stakeout. They found the kid. And he had license plates on him, too. He knew what he was doing. Living out his own Grand Theft Auto.
Man. Dum, 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 dum.
GTA.
Summer is here. It's time to party. So what if you don't have a nice place to do it? Well, fear not, because Michael Brown has you covered. He's a landscaper in North Carolina that's accused of having a monster shindig at one of his clients' homes. Several hundred people were in attendance, and even better, he charged a cover. So he was making money on the deal. Unfortunately, he didn't get something called permission.
Nah.
He was eventually arrested after telling police, "This is my grandma and grandpa's house."
They at least do the lawn? That would be nice.
Dum, dum, dum,
dum. They can get on it.
Let us go to Norway. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Norway Lottery Commission. So evidently they have a lottery over there in Norway. They apologized yesterday to about 47,000 players of the Norwegian lottery. As they informed thousands of people that big sum of money that we told you that you won, that's not near as big as you were told it was. They were mistakenly. Some people thought that, in fact, one text message from the Lottery Commission to Ole Fredriksvin, 53,
I know him.
Of Norway, told him that he had won 1.2 million kroner.
Oh, wow.
While he was on holiday in Greece.
I love a kroner.
It later turned out it was only a modest 125 kroner.
Oh, that's...
Which is only about 9 euros, as opposed to the 90,000 euros he thought he actually had. See, Norway didn't quite do the conversion monetary process correctly, so it messed up the totals that everybody thought they won. And that's why... You got to know your kroners, okay? You got to know your kroners from your euros versus your shilling. Otherwise, Ole Frederik is going to be very mad.
So is North Carolina the new Florida?
Yes.
Well, it's certainly acting like it. A guy was walking around with a wooden post in Raleigh and came up and intimidated two folks who had just left a car. I gave him the keys, and he went ahead and hit the guy anyway. Mm. He then approached another woman, got behind the wheel of her car, and couldn't get it out of park. Did we mention he also did not have a stitch of clothing on at the time?
Ooh.
He told police, just needed a ride.
I have about 6 jokes, and none of them are okay. Stop right there. Let's go to lovely... Heartland of America, Nebraska, to wrap things up here. And a break-in. Thieves stole a person's vacation fund from their home last week. It was about $3,000, and they are, police in Nebraska, searching for these thieves. One of them entered through the back door of the residence and then stole money here and then stole the $3,000 of the vacation fund, which was all in quarters.
Oh, yes. Boy. That's heavy.
That roughly works out to about, I don't know. How many kroner is that?
Dum, 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 dum,